morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 30th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Bacon Day. This savory holiday celebrates smoky, crisp bacon in all its forms, tracing playful origins to food lovers and bloggers who made the morning favorite a nationwide phenomenon. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 0 to 1 foot. Conditions should hold steady throughout the day. Offshore winds are currently at 6 miles per hour and will shift slightly to 8 miles per hour by late afternoon. Expect a consistent, small-scale surf with no significant changes in height or quality. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 0.5 feet at 14 seconds, and the offshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first low tide on Tuesday will be a 0.5 foot at 12:30 p.m., followed by a 3-foot high tide at 7. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with consistent 1-foot waves through Friday. Light winds from the east provide favorable conditions all day. Saturday sees a slight increase to 1+ foot waves, but winds shift to onshore in the afternoon, creating fair conditions. By Sunday, expect a steady rise to 2+ feet with improved conditions as winds ease, offering better opportunities for surfers. This morning, it's mostly cloudy, and it feels like 56 degrees, with 15-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:52, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:54. It looks like we're in for some mostly cloudy skies today, with a high near 72 and a light northeast breeze at about 10 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a chance of rain showers after 4 a.m., with a low around 62 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, rain showers are likely Wednesday with a high near 66 and an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour and rainfall up to 0.5 inch as possible. Showers continue Wednesday night into New Year's Day with lows around 60 and highs near 64. Then rain chances taper but linger into Thursday night through Saturday with cooler highs in the low 60s and nights in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego's cannabis business tax has increased from 5% to 10% since its approval by voters in 2016. However, city finance officials now report that they likely overestimated the revenue this tax hike would generate. Receipts from July through September predict the cannabis business tax will bring in $19.7 million this fiscal year, falling short of the $21.3 million expected. The city faces fierce competition from the illicit market and nearby suburbs with lower tax rates, such as Encinitas and La Mesa. Kimberly Sims, an attorney in the cannabis industry, emphasized that consumers are sensitive to price increases, which may push them back to unlicensed sources. Now on to sports. The Falcons won, and now the NFC South champion could be complicated. When the Carolina Panthers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers both lost on Sunday, it seemed the NFC South would be decided in a winner-take-all matchup in Tampa Bay in Week 18. However, the Atlanta Falcons, eliminated from playoff contention, play a starring role. The Panthers still control their own path. If they beat the Buccaneers on Saturday, they would win the NFC South by reaching 9 wins. The Bucs also need to beat the Panthers to stay in contention, but their recent struggles make that difficult. In local sports, quarterback Justin Herbert will not play in the Los Angeles Chargers Week 18 matchup against the Denver Broncos, as coach Jim Harbaugh prioritizes his health. Trey Lance will start, with practice squad quarterback DJ Uiagalelei as backup. The Chargers have already clinched a playoff spot, but could drop to the number 7 seed with a loss. This decision significantly impacts the Broncos, who need a win to clinch the number 1 seed. Harbaugh emphasized the importance of Herbert's health for the wild card round, considering the bruises he needs to heal. This prudent choice has implications for both teams as they head into the playoffs. In top news, California has officially abandoned its pursuit of federal funding for high-speed rail, citing the federal government under President Donald Trump as not a reliable, constructive, or trustworthy partner. The state has ended a lawsuit contesting the withdrawal of $4 billion in federal grants for the controversial project. California Attorney General Rob Bonta filed a motion to dismiss this complaint following the Federal Railroad Administration's cancellation of the grants. In a statement, the California High-Speed Rail Authority expressed that it has decided to sever ties with the Trump administration. The project is now estimated to cost $128 billion, nearly 4 times its original price, and California has already spent $15 billion without even laying one single mile of track in 15 years. In business news, investors are preparing for a very different Federal Reserve in the year ahead. President Trump has indicated he is nearing a selection for the next central bank chair. He has reiterated his demand for lower interest rates and expects the new leader to align with his agenda. While markets have not shown significant concern about the Fed's independence, investors are wary of potential divisions within the central bank. Analysts warn that a less independent Fed could threaten the economy and markets, as aggressive rate cuts might lead to increased borrowing costs. Many investors anticipate further rate cuts early next year, despite the upcoming leadership change. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 1.5% to $3,000. And XRP is down 2% to $1.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The biggest satellite ever just reached low Earth orbit, and it is coming for Starlink. Texas-based ASD Space Mobile has launched the largest satellite ever, named Bluebird 6. Which measures 2,400 square feet, about the size of a 3-bedroom apartment. This satellite aims to provide direct 5G service to regular cell phones, unlike Starlink satellites. ASD plans to launch around 50 more satellites next year. However, the larger size raises concerns about light pollution for astronomers. SpaceX is responding by warning the Federal Communications Commission that Bluebird satellites pose a crash risk. And in entertainment news, The past 12 months were supposed to turn things around for struggling cinemas. But instead of a dramatic return to moviegoing, 2025 is running neck and neck with a middling 2024 box office. Industry revenues are falling far short of the expected $9 billion in domestic ticket sales. Mike Sherrill, the chief operating officer of dine-in cinema chain Alamo Drafthouse, states that it looks like the industry will flatline for two consecutive years. While family films and video game adaptations have performed well, adult-oriented dramas have struggled. The future remains uncertain as streaming services reshape the landscape of theatrical releases. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Will Rogers. And he said, "Even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.